A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. At that time, Jesus left Samaria for Galilee. For Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his native place. When he came into Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, since they had seen all that he had done in Jerusalem at the feast, for they themselves had gone to the feast. Then he returned to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water into wine. Now there was a royal official whose son was ill in Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, who was near death. Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The royal official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "You may go. Your son will live." The man believed what Jesus said to him and left. While the man was on his way back, his slaves met him and told him that his boy would live. He asked them when he began to recover. They told him, "The fever left him yesterday, about 1 p.m. The father realized that just at that time, Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." And he and his whole household came to believe. Now this was the second sign Jesus did when he came to Galilee from Judea. Desperate times call for desperate measures. So when this royal official hears Jesus is arriving, he positions himself. His son is ill. The man is not fearful. He is not frenzied. He is determined, single-minded, single-hearted. "Come down and heal my son. He is near death." The reply is not a rush to his side. It is a spoken word. "In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God." As Jesus, the Word made flesh, the Word of life speaks, this Father's heart, soul, mind, and strength intersect as faith. "Sir, come before my child dies." Seeing this intersection in the deepest part of this man, the Word speaks again. "You may go. Your son will live." He does as he is told, this obedient believer. He goes, and indeed, at that very hour, the fever leaves his son. Life takes over. How might we clear the path between our heart, our soul, our mind, and strength, as does this official? Grace is enough for us. We can find the truth of faith at the deepest part of our own self. And as we hear the word of life, the same word from the beginning that was with God and is God, as we hear that word of life, ask us at this very hour, what is it that you need? Signs, wonders, Or can you turn and go, believing that I, the Word of Life, always get there first? Trust me, you may go. You and your household will live. May we allow our whole heart, soul, mind, and strength to believe in this Word, who is God.